Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, you're sweet. You're so sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right, yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. This is your host, Marcus Gregory. And just a reminder, this is for mature audiences, and I'm just going to go ahead and get right on in to today. What's been going on, folks? I know this. I'm late. Look at these. I'm totally late. Look at these. This is what happened. I was going to be going to get a guest, and I was going to be talking to them Friday night, but something happened. We rescheduled to Sunday, so I was like, well, screw it. I'll just redo the podcast to Sunday night. I'll just get it out really late, just get it done. And then Sunday didn't happen either. So, yeah, I'm just making up for lost time here, because it's been kind of crazy recently. I've been missing my deadlines, man. I'm trying to get this strip done. Trying to get a few other things done. A friend invited me to a Comic-Con, so I'm trying to get prepped for that. Trying to have some stuff, some fan art, like I've talked about in the past. Listen to the show, damn it. I'm just got a lot going on, and I often find that I spend more time thinking about the projects and refining the storylines than I do actually just making the goddamn project. So I've been slapping myself in the head and just saying, go, do it, just do this, and shut up and do it. And however it looks kind of a thing. So I've been busting my butt on that. In the meanwhile, all my plants have died. They're all dead. I was hoping that one had a little bit of life left in, but it didn't. So I'm starting again. I'm starting over. Gonna build myself back up from the bottom. You just watch me, America. Oh God, it sucks because this shit should be easy, and I bought all this stuff. You know, to make it easy, and it's not fucking easy. It's killing me, man. It's killing me. Ah. But anyway, that's me. That's what's going on in my kookiness. So, I'm sorry I'm late. Now you know how most of my high school teachers felt. And, but I'm here, ready to work. So, let's get into the news. Okay, well, this came, this is a interest of me because I'm a big fan of The Crow, but they are redoing The Crow, the first film starring Brandon Lee, the classic. They are redoing it. Relativity Media said they're going to be shooting this year, 2016. There's no star attached. There's some talk about Jack Hudson, but so far, most say it's never going to happen. Because they've announced this a few times. They keep saying they're going to remake the original because all the sequels sucked. So they're trying to do that, but it's just, oh God, it's something that they always say they're going to do and it never happens. It's like Ghostbusters. We constantly heard Dan Aykroyd saying Ghostbusters is going to happen, and then it never fucking happens. So done with it. Now, as you've seen from tonight's hot topic. I'm talking about sexism in comics today, in comic books. I think it's an important discussion because it's so blatantly obvious. So let me just kind of get into it, and I'm going to get into it with this little piece of news about the release. This has already been out. It's a comic book called Faith. It's the first plus-size superhero. Okay, cool. What's her superpower? She can make herself lighter than air and fly. What? So this plus-size woman who's supposed to be this role model for teens who are ladies who are plus-size, her power is that she can make herself feel thinner and fly? I mean, what the fuck? Seriously? Seriously, this is, you know, oh my God, this is why I'm trying to get into this, because this is such bullshit. Jody Hauser, who created the comic, it's being released by Valiant. I just gotta say, what the fuck, girl? Okay, so she's a fanboy, that's cool, she quotes Firefly, wonderful, but that's her fucking, she can get lighter than air, and her name's Zephyr. Lighter than air, oh my fucking lord. Seriously, man? Come on, when we said we wanted strong female characters out there, when the women are asking for that, you don't give them this. I mean, seriously? Why didn't she have super strength? Or telepathy? Or fucking, I don't know, pyrotechnics? Something? Really? That's it? I mean, given it's cool, but if you don't have any super strength, flying doesn't really help a whole lot. Flying helps Superman because he's really strong. He can pick up a tank and just throw it out in the fucking air, or fly it off, take a nuke, and fly it into the fucking sun. But when you're just a person who can fly, which is cool, but it's like, you're limited on what you can do here. Especially when, I guess the storyline, it's a four-part comic series, and it's about an alien invasion. Woohoo! Oh, I just don't get this. And this is why I just need to say something about sexism in comics. This is tonight's Hot Topic.
It's your
Hot Topic, Hot Topic, Hot Topic tonight. Topic in your mouth.
Hey, you suck.
All right, so you may have noticed that comic book characters tend to differ, especially between male and female ones. Male comic book characters tend to look like really tough soldiers with really cool costumes and things, and really cool powers or gadgets or things of that nature. Female comic book characters tend to dress like they're going to a strip club to dance on a pole, and their powers sometimes can range from really cool to, what the hell, that's a power? And you've seen it constantly, and the first thing right off the bat, and I have to say this, is the costumes. It's the first thing you see, and this is the first thing that really kind of derives a worry for me. I got a daughter. I'm into comics. She's probably going to be into comics. So how do I explain Power Girl's fucking uniform? And for those of you who don't know Power Girl, she's the one who's got a giant hole right where her cleavage is. She's basically wearing a one-piece bathing suit with a giant hole where her cleavage is. And supposedly the character says, I want to dress this way. And somehow they say that that's supposed to help it, but the character who created Power Girl is a guy. So it's total bullshit. I mean, if you look at Superman, full body suit. Batman, full body suit. Green Lantern, Spider-Man, freaking Captain America, Iron Man, full body suit. All of them. Wonder Woman, corset and some go-go boots. Supergirl, we put her in a little skirt with a long sleeve shirt. Yeah, okay. Power Girl, one-piece bathing suit with a giant hole where the breasts are. I mean, even, Black Widow in the Marvel series, she's showing some serious cleavage in her suit. And it's skin tight, by the way, which I know that superhero suits are, but it's just, I'm looking at this, and I see this, and I'm just like, what the hell? If I were a criminal committing a crime and this were coming towards me, I would have thought someone got me a birthday present. Like, this is not how, in my opinion, female heroes should dress. Now, I get Wonder Woman, like, you know, they're trying to make it more like the Greek thing with the skirt and the stuff. Okay, fine, I can kind of get that. But still, if you look at her armor suit compared to, you know, let's say one of the other, you know, Greek warriors during the time, or soldiers, they've still got, like, helmets and these full body plates and arm guards and shit. And it's still like they're just kind of showing and revealing more of the female attributes here, female characteristics, which is okay, but it's not in the case of you trying to be intimidating to someone, because that's what heroes are. When you see Superman, it's this big buff guy flying out of the air and can, like, break anything, and he's got heat vision. That's freaking scary. Batman, same way. I mean, if you look at any of the characters, most of them have some kind of an intimidating feature or sense about them. But with the females, it's just, it's not there. And I understand that maybe that's just me, but it's because they're not taking the female characters as seriously as the male characters. You have to understand that the whole reason that most of the female, you might be asking why the comic book creators make the female characters this way, and it's because of one
reason, and I'll just tell you right now, and this is the honest reason whether they want to admit it or not, and it's because the majority of comic readers at the time were boys, and boys like to look at naked girls, they like to look at porn, but they can't buy porn because they're kids, so they instead create very sexual comic book characters. How do you think heavy metal became popular and is still alive today? Huh? Heavy metal. You want to know why? Because of the nudity. The storylines suck. Some of the artwork is absolute shit, but it's been become so popular and so famous because there's nudity and sex and, you know, what was it from South Park? The mega boobage? I mean, that's why that comic, why we even know about it. And it's total bullshit. It's total and complete crap. And I feel like they do that with a lot of the female characters. They oftentimes don't make the storylines as interesting. They don't make the villains as cool. And it's like not enough credit and not enough effort is being given to them. And then I see, oh, there's this new female comic book character coming out for plus size girls. And I'm like, oh, okay, what's her power? She can make herself lighter than air. And she quotes Firefly movie. It's like, what? What? Oh, come on, man. Really? Let's get serious about this. If you look, okay, I went to an air show, okay, at a friggin' airfield, okay? The Air Force airfield. I went to the local one where they do their fucking air show once a year during the summer, right? I went out there, it was hot as fuck, got all burned up to shit. But while I was there, there was a lot of soldiers around. And I remember we were over at the fence line right next to the, you know, the runway there. And there's two soldiers walking down the way just to make sure people aren't throwing trash or stepping over or trying to climb over the fence. And I saw the soldiers from afar and it looked like two soldiers. Two guys. I thought it was just two guys. But as I got closer, I realized that one of them was a woman. And I was like, oh, crap. I never would have known that. But that makes sense. The female soldiers should look like the male soldiers because, they're getting the same gear. And they should be getting the same similar training. So, I mean, they wear the same stuff. So, of course, they would look like a guy. And then I'm thinking, why don't they do that with female characters? I mean, they don't do that with them. They don't look like the guys. They look like... I mean, they don't look like the other soldiers. They look like a stripper. They look like someone that someone really, really, really wants to have sex with or masturbate to. It does not look intimidating. It doesn't look like a female badass. And there was this recent thing that happened, as you all know, Star Wars: The Force Awakens has already been released. It's out. Now the head of the stormtrooper group there is a female. And someone said, they didn't change the suit. It doesn't look like a girl. You can't tell. And then one girl wrote, yeah, that's the point. And so that's what I'm saying. It's like, she looks like a regular soldier. You would not know her from any other. There's a group of female soldiers right now going after ISIS. And supposedly ISIS claims that being killed by a woman is like the worst possible thing that could happen to you. So they're actually become... extra intimidating just because of the fact they're female, but the funny thing is, they look just like the male soldiers. They dress just like them. So why aren't we doing that for our female heroes? How come they don't have full body suits and cool tricks and all kinds of kick-ass stuff? I mean, I thought Wonder Woman was a joke. She flew an invisible airplane. How do you find it? Huh? It's invisible. How do you know where the controls are? It makes no fucking sense. And she has a lasso, and that makes you tell the truth? That's it? That's fucking it? Seriously? Batman has got a batarang with like a cord attached that wraps around the villains, and it electrocutes them. But hers makes them tell the truth? Seriously? Like, when I looked at Wonder Woman, I was like, this is a fucking joke. You know, when they first created Batgirl, she had a purse. A fucking purse. Really? What the hell? This is just a constant thing I see more and more, and this is something that they have to address, because the female readers in the comic book world have grown, oh my god, tenfold, man. Every time I go into a comic book store, it's women. The comic book shows, it's women. And I want them, and the thing is that these outfits are, you know, associated with these strong female roles, but the outfits are just like, this is not freaking realistic. There are some kids that come to these shows just to see the girls in the outfits and get as many pictures as they can with them so they can go home later and masturbate to them. And don't even think they're not. I mean, it's absolutely insane to me, and I want to be like, hey, you know, go girl, but at the same time, I'm like, whoa, girl, put it away! Oh my god, why? It's just, whoa, it's like coming out! And I can't even begin to talk about how many Princess Leia iron bikinis I see. You know, there's other outfits that she wore. Princess Leia did wear some other outfits. You know, she'd have, like, guns and stuff and shoot people. She didn't always have the iron bikini. I'm glad that everyone wears that, but why do they wear it? Ooh, they get a ton of attention and a ton of pictures because guys want to take pictures with that girl and go home and masturbate to it. So what I'm asking, what I'm hoping, what I'm wanting to see is more hardcore kick-ass girls. And now, some people might interject people like Harley Quinn. I don't think so. Harley Quinn still dresses like a stripper. The short shorts and shit, and the push-up bras and crap? No, I'm sorry. The corsets? No. I mean, don't get me wrong, she's crazy, and there's a very possibility that she would fucking wear that, but it's... I'm sorry, it's like the punker chicks, punker crazy chicks that I knew didn't wear that shit. It was like leather jackets, you know, combat boots, full, you know, fucking jeans with metal plates and shit in them. It was completely different. And so this is more of some kind of fantasy. I mean, they have this, you know, the film coming out, The Suicide Squad. Look at her compared to all the other males. It's unfreaking believable. There's another female in there, yes. And I'm glad that they're taking more of a sense with that, but everyone's got their eyes on Harley Quinn. Why? Because they got her all dolled up with the boobs popping out and the ass cheeks hanging. I understand that you say, well, Harley's using that to, you know, trick folks. So she can lure them in and kill them. Very, very well possible. I'm just saying, it's not as cool as her Joker counterpart. She's not as, you know, to me, it's like, why hasn't she kicked his ass and taken over the business? Huh? He keeps getting caught thrown in Arkham Asylum. She apparently only gets caught once in a great while. So, just saying. In order for us to really kind of look at, to really kind of address the readership that's happening and the following that's happening in comics, we have to create better female characters than what we have now. The outfits have to change. The character has to have a little bit more thorough thought and storyline. And it doesn't have to be some kind of a, because they think, oh, well, it's girl comics. We have to have a love story. Not necessarily. Not all women are into hearing. I mean, I guess, you know, it's always nice to see different dimensions to characters, but when you're reading a zombie comic, I really don't give a crap if someone's falling in love. When I'm reading Batman, I don't give a damn who he's falling in love with. Even Superman, I did not care what happened with him in love. Really didn't. To me, it was like, get married or don't. I don't really care. But let's just get to Superman kicking ass, because that's what's important. So I'm really hoping that we see a better influence than faith in the realm of comic books. I really would like to see something stronger. Why don't we have an entire legion of, like, female god superheroes, you know? We don't call them goddesses, we call them gods. Because God is an omnipotent being, so they're only omnipotent, I guess, if he has a dick. I'm just like, if you say God, that could mean a number of things, a number of different definitions, and so I don't put sex as a some kind of a barrier. So let's make it female gods or god something. You know what? I'll write it. It'll take me a few years. It'll take me a lot of years, but I will write it because this needs to happen. More and more young women are getting into comics. More little girls and kids are getting into comics, and we have to bring, you know, we have to kind of give them, to me, a more equal playing field when it comes to the quality of the characters and storylines that we're introducing them to. I'm sure you've probably seen a lot of memes out on the internet of female or little girls dressed in, like, you know, one was dressed as Predator, another one was dressed as Voltron, you know. So there's a whole ton of influence coming out, and I just really hope, I want to see more of it. I want to see it to where, I mean, if we really want to live in an equal opportunity land, because right now women are getting paid less for doing the exact same job as their male counterparts. So not to mention the constant sexual harassment that happens, both online and in the workplace and every fucking place else women tend to live. Because in the end, we're all just, Men are just a bunch of crazy monkeys. And I know I'm not trying to dick bash or anything. I'm not trying to bash the male species in any way, but I will say that it's like, dude, we have to shape some stuff up. This has got to change. If we truly want to be a society where everyone is treated equally, then whatever aspect that we are in, we have to set that example. I like to work in the realm of comics, so I try to do my best to have strong female and male characters in there, showing a range of different emotions and a range of different situations. Because we tend to kind of just do this, you know, 2D stuff. You know, here's the hero, here's the bad guy, and he's going to beat him. Because the good is good and the bad is bad. You know, sometimes the villain thinks he's the good guy or is in some ways from a different perspective a good guy compared to the actual good guy. So sometimes the guy in the white hat is actually wearing a black hat, and sometimes the guy in the black hat's really wearing a white hat. If you know what I mean. So to everyone out there, I hope, everyone out there that creates comic book characters, everyone out there that does fan art, every artist out there, I'm asking you, I am pleading with you. Let's try and make it a little more of an even playing field here. Let's try and give our ladies a little bit more respect than what we've been giving them. And I think that the women, these female heroes, deserve a lot more than some skimpy, skin-tight outfit that shows off their boobs. I think they deserve a full suit of armor with an entire utility belt full of tricks, just like everybody else. And we're going in that direction slowly. I mean, we have Batwoman, and we had a new Batgirl for a while, so we were seeing some changes, but I'm like, it's still, you see this full-figured female outfit, you can tell we've got to change it up just a bit. And I believe we can make it a lot better. I mean, and a good example I'd like to give is the video game Metroid. I know it's a video game, not related to comics, but it's still fantasy. And you follow this, you know, soldier that you play fighting all these villains all the way through, and at the end of it, you discover that you are a woman. But you you came at it with the same equality of all the other male ones. And it's supposed to be, I remember it was like this big shock in gaming. It was like, oh my god, it's a girl. Because, once again, most people that play video games were male. But I couldn't help but feel kind of funny about it, because I was like, can't girls shoot lasers too? You know, it's like, can't they do twirl flips and curl into balls and roll under things while dropping bombs? Can't girls do that? And they can. And I just remember, right now we would probably seem like so much of a sexist upset to just be like, why would you be so shocked? It's a woman, huh? Why would you? So I think now it's better, but at the time everyone was just like, oh, we don't see women doing that. And so it's really difficult for us to believe it. But I got news for you. Women have fought in pretty much every single war, including the current ones that exist now. Women have always fought. Thing is that most of the history books are written by men, and they tend to leave that crap out. You know, like the Bible. So I hope that in the future, and I hope that with my own contribution, that I can definitely put forward some better, positive, more kick-ass female characters out there. I mean, you know, they got Hit Girl, but she needs some work. She needs just a little tweaking. The whole kick-ass thing needs a little tweaking, in my opinion. But anyway, getting into criticism, don't mean to. I'm just saying we can do better. And what we have now, I don't think is setting the best example. And we can do a better one. A really cool one. So I say let's try it, everyone. Let's just try. Everyone out there. Let's just try. So tonight, I would like to leave you with that thought, that challenge. To all the artistic creators out there, please create better female characters in your art. Stronger female characters in your art. Let's get some more kick-ass women in here. And I'm going to end tonight with a song by Tragedy at Hand. Please go ahead and check out their website, tragedyhand.com, or their Facebook page, and get new music updates, new tour updates, where they're going to be playing. I think they're a really good band. They're going to be working on a new album this year, and I can't wait to see what they have out. So this is 7 years. Thank you for joining the Comedic Cartoonist Podcast. We'll be back on Friday, on time this time, with a brand new episode. Thank you all and enjoy.
Yeah!